What is good, everybody? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. My name is Tony Vidi, and if you never heard about me, well, it's all right. All right, maybe it's the first time you're listening to this podcast and you wonder who I am because you saw some light through the door and you were like, you know what? I'm just gonna enter. Well, my name is Tony Vidi, as I said, and I am a music business, marketing, and branding strategist. So it means that to me, to be a complete artist, for it to work in 2020, you need to have a heavy marketing strategy and a heavy branding strategy. As simple as that, all right? And many of the artists are not understanding this principle concept, and that's okay. You know why it is okay? It is because so far, we have never taught our artists to be running like businesses. You know, so far, we have taught our artists to just be artists. Like we told them, you know what? Make music and we'll take care of the rest. As a matter of fact, years later, not that long ago, you know, like I'm talking about like 15 to 20 years ago, if you wanted to release music, that was a pain in the ass. Okay, you could not do it first of all. If you had no money, forget it. It's impossible. You cannot hold it by yourself. All right? If you had no money back in the days, you could not do it by yourself. Like, recording music was hard. It was expensive, and only engineers could do it for you. Nowadays, you can go to Walmart and buy a $60 mixing table plus a microphone and just start. You can literally buy a beat that have been made by a beat maker on YouTube for $20. I'm not kidding you right there. Like, if you don't know this, like you may be learning something, but I'm telling you, you can't just buy music already made for yourself based on your tastes. Like, we were talking about that back in the days, to have like this kind of arrangements made, forget it. You would need a full band, a full orchestra, you would need engineers and recording sessions and shit. Like, you have no idea how easy it is nowadays to make it. So, this being aside, we never taught our musicians or artists or bands to be businesses. But that's exactly what you are. If you're listening to this right now and you are a singer, a songwriter, a band like a rock band or a rapper or a beat maker, well, you've got to know that beyond the music you're making, beyond that, all right, beyond the music, there's a brand, there's a name. And as a matter of fact, when I say a brand, you know, a brand, we are going to talk about this in a few seconds, but look, what is a brand, right? But you decided to go under a certain name. Most of the people in music, right, they don't use their original name. They don't use the name that their parents gave them, right? Most of the time, they change their name. Like, look, Lady Gaga, well, that's not a real name. She was not born Lady Gaga. She was, well, funny to say that, but basically, yes, she was born Lady Gaga, but she was not born with that name. She was born this way. That's a little joke. That's not a really funny joke. But now, she was born Stefanie Germanotta. That's her name. Stefanie Germanotta is her actual name, right? Lady Gaga came later, and that's a branding strategy right there. Why did we call her like that? Lady Gaga, right? Well, that's not a simple answer. You know, it's something that relates to who she is, to the branding, to the packaging, if you want. And that's a very important thing, but it is not the brand. It is not the thing that people remember. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the importance of branding an artist, a music artist. Why is it so important? The first thing that I want to tell you is really, what is a brand? And as Marty Neumeyer said it before, and I heard him saying it again in the future, the podcast The Future with Chris Doe. And he said something along the lines that branding is not just a logo, you know, it's not just a name. The logo really is a tool. It's a tool to re-explain, right? To re-project who you are as an artist, but it is not what makes the brand, the branding. What really makes the branding, in fact, what we call the brand, is an entity that it's like a universe, if you want, that the end consumer is making in his head. So think about that. It means that when you have a brand, your brand is in fact created million times, well, X times the number of people that receive your brand. So it means that some people have a certain idea, a certain conception of your brand, and others have another one. So I'm gonna give you this at a very easy example, right? Very easy example using a brand that is out of music. I'm gonna give you Starbucks, for example. Starbucks. Well, to you right now, ask yourself this question, what is Starbucks? So for me, for example, I'm gonna give you what comes to my mind right away. It is a coffee chain. It is not high-end coffee, but I know it is expensive coffee. I know they have a very hipster kind of clientele and people come in there, customers. I know that their logo is a green mermaid, that they are based in Seattle. You know, that those things resonate with me, but to other people, it does not resonate like this. To other people, it resonates to morning coffee. It resonates to, latte. It resonates to best iced tea ever. It resonates to, lunchtime, like luxury lunchtime in Manhattan between my shift. This is what is that brand? You know, that brand can be perceived differently from different people. And so that's what is a brand. Now, the thing is that we are all agreeing that Starbucks is a coffee company, right? Nobody here listening to this or talking to you is gonna say, well, to me, Starbucks is a moving company. Why? Because Starbucks has been pushing their brand so hard that anybody else would be called Starbucks would be completely out of the system, and we would never think about them. We would just think about Starbucks, the coffee company. So generally, there is a general answer to who is Starbucks. Same in music. When you say the Rolling Stones, what do you think about? You think about maybe the logo with the little mouth and the tongue going out, but maybe you are thinking about Rock Band, but maybe you're thinking about Mick Jagger. Maybe you're thinking about drug abuse. You know, it depends. But generally, we all agree to say that it is a rock band. We all agree on that, right? Well, here the branding is very important. How do you want people to perceive you? How do you want people to receive the idea of who you are as a music artist? Do you understand how strong this is? Do you understand that when we talk about you as a music artist, like, let's say you are a rock band. Well, Are you a rock band, a pop rock band? Do you want people to link you to a heavy metal band? Like, how do you want people to perceive you? Like, if you are an actual heavy metal band, do you want people to just say that you are a rock band? If you are a rap artist, let's say a rap artist, how do you want people to perceive you? You want them to say, well, this guy, I'm gonna call this guy is a cloud rapper. Do you want people to just link you for the money and the cars you are showing in your music videos? Do you want people to know about your deep lyrics or the way you dress or the way you act on stage? All this is a packaging, if you want. And branding matters. And as a matter of fact, to me, branding is everything. If you're not capable to have your own brand, right? If you're not capable of designing your own brand, that's fine. That is fine. Concentrate on the music. But the thing is that you've gonna learn how to develop your brand, or you're gonna hire people to make sure they can develop your brand with you based on what you think in your head. Because maybe you're not giving the right message. And giving the right message sometimes is not easy. And this is why it's better to sometimes, not all the time, to surround yourself by other people just to brainstorm the idea. Do you understand what I'm saying when I'm saying this? Therefore, think about it. Tell yourself this question. Like, ask yourself the question. Like, right after the podcast, you're gonna ask yourself, okay, I am a music artist. What do I do? What am I doing? Okay, very well. I'm doing this, this, and that. Okay, what's my name? Okay, very well. Is it well represented on the internet? Like, when I type my name on Google, am I the person that comes out, or is that somebody else? Somebody came to me not that long ago, a DJ, and I'm not gonna say his name, DJ something. We're gonna call him DJ something. And when you type DJ something, exactly the name he gave me on Google, there's not really a superstar called exactly like that. Like if it's like a private client, coming to me and say, yeah, my name is Adele. Okay, well, if your name is Adele, I'm not saying it's impossible to be better than the actual Adele that everybody knows, but I'm just saying it's gonna be very, very hard, right? To tell everybody else that you are a music artist and you are not the Adele everybody knows. You understand that? If you come to the scene and say, my name is Michael Jackson, it's gonna be very, very hard. It's gonna be a very hard time for you. You understand how branding can be important. It can either bury you, or it can literally put yourself in the front stage. Like, I shared a post yesterday on my Instagram where I showed three mages of rappers that are, or actually music artists that are well known, right? And just by the minimalist approach of how they are being drawn, you can tell who they are. You know, like a minimalist thing. You can recognize just by a minimalist thing. Like the face with three tattoos on the face, we know immediately it's Post Malone. You know what I'm saying? With the mask, you can tell immediately it's Bad Bunny. With the hat, and in fact, if there was just a round face with the hat and a three on it, you can immediately say it is Chance the Rapper. Why? Because they are pushing the branding. They are pushing who they are. And sometimes branding is not just a logo. Sometimes branding just doesn't mean, you know, having a name with like a certain font. It means attitude. It means who you are. It means how do you interact. What kind of content are you pushing? What are you saying? The way you put your lyrics together, the way you put your song, your signature. You know, it's a mix of a lot of things, but sometimes it's just pushing one of them to make sure people understand what it is. You understand? So the attitude is more important sometimes. It doesn't mean that your product can be shit and it's gonna work. No, it means that coupled with a good product, branding and marketing will just go exponentially to what you are doing. It's gonna break the system. This is how you break the internet, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Miley Cyrus shaving her head, or, you know, Miley Cyrus going on that wrecking ball. This is branding. This is, you know, this is a lot. Like her getting her tongue out of her mouth like this, the way she does it. This is branding. Do you understand that there's a lot of tools to go that way? But at the same time, branding is not just a logo. It is everything around you as a music artist. And this is why you need to develop that. You absolutely need to develop your brand for people to know who you are, for people to talk about you in a certain way, and on the long term, to leave a legacy about who you are. You know, still today, Michael Jackson's dead. We know him for his music, but we know him for a lot of other things. You know, good or bad, but we know who Michael Jackson is. We know him because he had an impact, and his impact was not just music. The simple fact that he was the first one to put a music video on MTV. Just this is branding. We don't care if it was Thriller or the song was good. It's debatable. A lot of people debate that Thriller is a good song. Some people hate it. Doesn't matter. They know Thriller. They know the jacket it was wearing. They know how it went. They know it was 11 minutes. They know a lot of things about it, even if they don't even like Michael Jackson. So yeah, branding is everything, ladies and gentlemen, especially when you are a music artist. And I wish everybody would understand that. Hopefully, this little podcast helped you see clearer a little bit more. And well, you know what? That was the podcast of the day. So please let me know what you think by commenting wherever you are listening to this, or just leaving a review on the podcast, or just contacting me on Instagram, Twitter, or whatever, at Tony Vidi. It's me, all right? So do not hesitate to do this. And until tomorrow, please, ladies and gentlemen, you have an amazing day. Take care.